most residents don't realize, Kent County generates 1.8 million cubic yards of trash every year. That's the equivalent of filling the big house twice over, filling the Vandal Arena eight times over every year. And people put things at the curb, whether you're a business or a resident, and they kind of forget about it, but they don't realize the impact of it.
That is Kent County Department of Public Works Director Darwin Boss. The department is kicking off a series of stakeholder meetings as part of its hope to construct a sustainable business park on 200 acres of land next to the Byron Center landfill. Director Boss says the new facility would eliminate a large portion of the trash in the landfill by converting it into usable products.
And when we see the amount of material going in that has value, we think a sustainable business park can provide a long-term solution, that instead of developing another 200 acres of landfill, that this resource park can bring private and public sector organizations and companies together to provide long-term solutions to managing our waste.
The department hosted a community meeting Tuesday night to gain public and stakeholders' input as department officials begin to construct a proposal to present to county commissioners in 2018. Boss adds the new waste conversion facility is part of the department's ultimate goal of reducing 90% of the trash in the Byron Center landfill by the year 2030.
I don't think anyone wants to continue to generate the kind of waste that we're generating, and how are we going to do it differently? And those are the answers that we're looking for.
The county may have financial incentives in mind as well. According to ImagineTrash.org, West Michigan disposes of material totaling $56 million in potential economic value into its landfills every year. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.